if you're, when you talk about the charge your team made toward the end of the year, and you come up just short on this.
Yeah, I've been playing some real good hockey as of late, and you know, it's real disappointing, and yeah, real disappointing. It's last game of the season tonight, so you know, real proud of the way we responded to adversity, and you know, never folded, even though, you know, things didn't look good, you know, especially around, you know, the trade deadline and stuff like that. So you know, we gave it everything we had, but you know, it's still real disappointing not to make the playoffs.
If you put your finger on one or two things, what would it be in retrospect that put you in this position?
That's inconsistency. Obviously not good enough in the first half of the season, and yeah, we put ourselves in this position, and you know, we're behind for most of the year, and you know, it's a tough league to make the playoffs, especially when you put yourself in a position like that. So you know, that's got to be a lesson learned for us, and you know, obviously you know, you're going to see a hungry, you know, motivated team coming into next year.
Jake Dotchin was one of a number of men that came up, and in fact, in the last couple of games, you were playing with half your roster of men that had arrived during the season here. So, what did you see out of that group? And you can begin with a guy that you played a lot with, Jake.
Yeah, he's been tremendous, and he really balanced out the D pairings with you know, lefty righty on pretty much every pairing. So, you know, he's been great. He competes real hard out there. He plays the right way, and you know, he's got a really good shot. So, you know, being able to play with him was a lot of fun for me. And you know, I remember when I came into the league, and you know, we're able to play with Matthias Dolan and you know, Eric Brewer and those guys, and you know, he's trying to learn. So, you know, it's been but he was able to, you know, step right in and you know, make a difference, and we needed that. We needed guys to come up and do that for us, and you know, they've been you know, once again, you know, proving the depth we've got as an organization.
Victor, what was it kind of like watching that game unfold last night in Toronto?
Oh, you know, I watched it.
I'm guessing you did.
I did. You know, it's you know, it was you're a little bit in limbo, obviously, and you know, last 10 minutes, you know, after the, you know, first miss an open net and then get, you know, a fortunate bounce to go up 3-2, and, you know, you had your hopes up all the way, but, you know, then they obviously put on a really good effort in the last 7 minutes, so, you know, it's just an empty feeling when they scored that empty netter, and, you know, the season was over.
How do you balance that optimism you had the second half of the year with the obviously the disappointment of the grand scheme of big picture of the expectations you guys all had coming back with you and the Stamkos and everybody coming through?
Yeah, it's real disappointing. But you know, if you want to pick up something positive, it's everyone knows what we've done the last few months, the way we played, and you know, we played really the way we wanted to, and you know, we gave, like I said earlier, we gave everything we got to get back in it, and you know, obviously came down to the last few games of the year. So like I also said, it's a lesson learned. You can't fall too far behind. It's really tough to climb back in. So you know, we it's a disappointing group, and you know, we have a standard of making the playoffs, but you know, this you know, 29 other teams don't want to make the same thing, and it's a tough league, and you know, so you know, we just gotta look ahead, finish off strong tonight in front of our fans, who's been behind us the whole way. So, you know, we look to end on a high note.
Victor, we've had 24 seasons here. This franchise has not had a defenseman accumulate statistics and have a season like you produced. I know it's kind of awkward in terms of the team concept to talk about it right now, but if, in retrospect, what would you point to that produced this year? You
just playing with good players, you know, being put in situations to be successful, and you know, for me, it's been, you know, obviously you know, I felt more comfortable in the power play. I felt more comfortable in playing that offensive role, and you know, we even out the minutes a little bit you know, throughout the year, you know, didn't play as much PK as I had in years past, and, you know, more focused on being in a producing role, and that's what you have to do. You have to produce, and, you know, that's been kind of what the pressure I put on myself is to be one of the leaders that, you know, especially when we're in a big hole, we need to climb out and we need to take charge out there. So, you know, for me, it's been, you know, about making plays and, you know, putting pucks, giving pucks, you know, to guys who can put it in the back of the net. So, and, you know, shooting the puck a little bit more and, you know, just trying to be a threat to every time you're out there.
I know you put team accomplishments over anything else, but you'd be part of the Norris Trophy conversation. People are mentioning you as among those candidates there. Just what does that, what would that mean to be part of that, or how that kind of shakes out?
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, I think it's a little bit too early for that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's, you know, you try to be as good as you can. And, yeah, but it's tough to really talk about that stuff right now. And, you know, all we've got to focus on is finishing on a high note today.
Good. Thank you.